Morning Ireland have found out that 44 companies have been banned from using the JobBridge internship scheme. JobBridge provides work experience placements for interns for a 6 or 9 month period. Its aim, it says, to assist in breaking the cycle where job seekers are unable to get a job without experience, either as new entrants to the labour market after education or training, or as unemployed workers wishing to learn new skills. Opposition politicians and trade unions have claimed widespread exploitation of interns taking part in the scheme. Meanwhile, the Department of Social Protection has confirmed that 330 JobBridge interns have been taken on by government departments since the scheme began. However, none of these were given full employment. Our reporter Aisling Kenny has the story. She's been investigating the scheme.
I'm going to run down to the shop.
Yeah, okay.
For your mood, it's feels very demeaning. You know, you try to be optimistic, but it can definitely get to you. Once you join JobBridge, you're pretty much locked into it because they will threaten to cut your dough if you decide to leave. So if you're unhappy in that situation, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. You feel kind of trapped in it.
26-year-old John O'Neill is one of the thousands of people who have taken part in the government's JobBridge internship scheme. After being unemployed for a year, he was eager to rejoin the workforce, and after months of job searching, he turned to JobBridge to gain experience. He started an internship in a furniture store with the promise of gaining interior design skills.
Well, it was advertised as an interior design / sales role. It was actually quite false advertisement because no one who was there is actually qualified as an interior designer to teach stuff about interior design. Basically, you're the first one to call for all the menial stuff. You know, I would have been asked to, like, you know, go get lunch for people, stuff like that.
There's a blue lead in the car.
52-year-old Mary O'Reilly has worked hard all her life and has gained valuable experience in different administration roles. When she found herself unemployed, she fell into a spiral of anxiety and was desperate to get back to work. In the absence of any jobs in her area, she took up a JobBridge position with a large public sector organisation.
I am working in a real position. I'm working in a responsible position. I'm truly not an intern. I'm a hard worker, an experienced worker. And this organisation and other organisations are basically getting very good labour for free.
Mary says the arduous search for a job has taken its toll on her.
To be job searching at 53, it causes me great anxiety. I really do worry that I'll never find a job again. I've worked all the way since I was 18 years of age. I've always worked. I've always wanted to work. To be job searching for the last 16 months, answering adverts, in the main, they're all JobBridge internships. The few jobs that haven't been JobBridge internships, which I've applied for, I haven't had even the courtesy of a reply to.
From the beginning of the JobBridge programme in 2011 to date, over 34,000 people have participated in the scheme. 6,000 received full-time employment with their host company, while nearly 3,800 were employed by other companies directly after their internship. In a statement, the Department of Social Protection confirmed that 330 JobBridge interns have been hired by government departments. However, none of these interns was given a full-time job. Meanwhile, figures obtained by Morning Ireland show that 23,000 interns, which is over two-thirds of the total, have been employed in the private sector. Unite Trade Unions Regional Secretary Jimmy Kelly is critical of the JobBridge programme, and he says the scheme is wide open to exploitation.
Well, it would absolutely be amazing if employers weren't exploiting this for their own ends. And instead of advertising a job where you've got to pay the rate for the job that's established within that sector, you can access people on JobBridge. Use your argument to meet the criteria and you have free labour. That's not the way to treat people.
Just trying to get this to work.
Although JobBridge has been the subject of intense criticism since its introduction, many people like Stephen Kirwan have had positive experiences. Stephen secured a job as a business coach with Action Coach Business Coaching following his internship.
It was hugely beneficial to me in that I guess it matched the educational background that I had with the lack of work experience. So it gave me the practical work experience in something that I was interested in. I had the right attitude, I guess, which stood to me in the long run, and I was trained for the skill part. So they hired me based on my attitude and trained me for the skills. I had reached a point where I'd kind of run out of avenues. I was, I guess, like so many other people that go through a period of being unemployed for 5-6 months, you kind of go into a negative headspace. I feel it was probably one of my last hurrahs, I guess, in terms of an option. It was either that or probably move abroad.
Can I have a coffee, please?
Martin Malone, who is a photographer, was hoping to upskill when he took up a Jobbridge internship position with the Munster Express newspaper. However, the paper didn't have a photographer employed on a full-time basis, so Martin was left without a mentor.
And there's no training programme in place. There's no supervision of any kind, either in or out. And quite a lot of the job involved working late in the evenings, early in the mornings, covering assignments, all off-site.
Martin, who says he was working 60-hour weeks, became increasingly frustrated when the paper began selling his photographs.
I was quite happy to go and do the job, take the photographs and supply them to the organisation, knowing that I wasn't being paid for it, but I would have been gaining an experience and you would have built up a portfolio. But when it came to the fact that this organisation were then selling those images on and offering them for sale, that was probably the final straw for me.
Following an investigation carried out by Jobbridge, the Munster Express was suspended from the programme for 2 months. The paper was also banned from hiring photographers under the scheme. Morning Ireland contacted the paper, which refused to comment on the case. However, the Department of Social Protection noted that the Munster Express had provided valuable work placement and development opportunities to interns in the past. In a statement to Morning Ireland, the Department of Social Protection confirmed that 44 companies have been banned from using the Jobbridge scheme. However, the department has refused to name the companies. Dublin West TD Paul Murphy is calling for the scheme to be reformed immediately.
The formal rules of the scheme would prevent the most serious cases of exploitation if they were applied. They're not applied. There is not a rigorous inspection of the schemes. That's clear. And it's clear that at most there's a kind of cursory inspection of what goes on the website. But even much of what goes on the Jobbridge website is against the formal scheme, the formal terms of the scheme. And so the scheme is absolutely rife for exploitation.
It was really, they said you'd kick what?
Meanwhile, interns like Martin are at risk of being taken advantage of by companies that are not adhering to the rules of the Jobbridge scheme.
I didn't gain anything from it. The company that I was working for, I definitely would never go back near them again. I mean, for me, it was a waste of 3 months.
That was Martin Malone ending that report by Aisling Kenny. Joining us now in studio to discuss the scheme is the Minister of State at the Department of Social Protection, Kevin Humphreys. Thank you for coming into us this morning. Why in the main were 44 companies banned from being involved in the Jobbridge scheme?
Well, first of all, I'd like to put the Jobbridge into context. And if you look what's happened during this recession, as we went to 330,000 people lost their jobs up to 2012. Quite a number of people came quite distant from the workplace. And Jobbridge was introduced to allow people to get practical experience and a learning experience in Jobbridge to get back into employment. Because all international research shows that if you're unemployed for more than 6 months, it's very difficult.
Okay, and to be fair, we did set out the aims of the scheme at the beginning.
Yeah, and just to kind of, there's 14,000 employers operating in the system. 0.3% that had participated are not allowed to advertise for Jobbridge positions.
Why? 44 companies banned.
Yeah,
why?
And how that came about is that there is, it's up to this date, is there been 7,800 inspections by the Department of Social Protection. And we found in the cases of the 44 that they weren't giving a quality internship, there wasn't a good learning experience, and there wasn't a mentoring program in situ. So therefore, We do not allow those 44 companies to participate in Jobbridge.
Why won't you name them?
Well, first of all, it's a voluntary. We're trying to encourage employers to be involved in Jobbridge, and it's a voluntary commitment by employers to get involved in Jobbridge. But also, we're precluded from doing that under the Freedom of Information.
Yes, but by not naming is there not a risk that there could be more exploitation because these companies?
Sorry, you asked me, and I'm answering very clearly. Is first of all, and 2 points I'm making is one: we want to encourage more people to participate, employers to give young people opportunities to get work experience, and secondly, we're precluded to do that under Freedom of Information. So those are fact. But overall, and you've given three examples there in your clip, but you have to look at 61% of people that participate in Jobbridge go on to employment. It's a voluntary. People volunteer to go on Jobbridge. People can leave Jobbridge by giving a week's notice and leave. And also any and which shows up in your clip, any time that the DSP is notified, either by a job seeker, by another person in the company, it is investigated immediately and action is taken.
Okay, but what's to stop the 44 companies from taking on interns through schemes that aren't JobBridge if you don't name them? How are you going to protect those interns from being exploited again in the future?
We're precluded from doing that, as I said, but what we're trying to do is encourage people to actually participate through the JobBridge scheme. And there's an extra financial dividend for people that are participating through JobBridge in that. And overall, it's a well-monitored scheme. It's only 7% of our budget, of our activation budget, because there's a huge number of areas that we're encouraging people to get involved from, either from Job Plus all the way other to TUS and other schemes to get people back into the labour market. New jobs are being created. If you've been unemployed for over a year or 2 years, it's extremely difficult to get back into the labour market. These schemes are providing a very good quality work experience, allowing people to get back into the workforce. And if you look at the balance of that clip, is you get one person that had a good experience. But my experience of this is the vast majority of people that participate in JobBridge has a quality experience and move on to employment.
Yes, but your job is also to protect everybody who takes part in this
scheme. And that's why there's a rigorous 7,000 monitoring visit, and you can, if you have a problem, automatically get onto the website and inform the department, and it will be investigated and action will be taken.
Do you acknowledge that some of the jobs advertised on the site clearly don't fall into the internship category? For example, sandwich artist at Subway.
Well, there's several areas in is if what you want to try and do is at this stage is we want a broad area of experiences. It's not just for the IT sector, it's not just for accountancies and secretaries, it's for across all the levels of skills. So there would be an agreement there, if it is with Subway, I'm not particularly aware of the example you're giving me, there would be a mentoring system, there would be a learning, there would be food hygiene, there's a lot of training that has to go in before somebody is allowed to operate in a food preparation area, and that's well known throughout the catering industry. So if there's a quality learning experience, training and mentoring, it probably is a good scheme to be there.
Kevin Humphreys, Minister of State at the Department of Employment, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.